VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House has voted and Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump and delivered them to the U.S. Senate so a trial can begin next week. Speaking before the signing of the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, Pelosi said the president had violated his oath of office.
Progress in support of our Constitution. Progress in honor of the sacrifice and the vision of our founders. Progress in honor of the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform. And progress for the future of our children.
The Senate will officially accept the articles on Thursday afternoon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the process is difficult, but is necessary for the good of the country.
This is a difficult time for our country, for which the framers created the Senate.
The trial is expected to start next week. Trump's Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, so the body is expected to acquit him of all charges. President Trump and China's chief negotiator signed the first phase of a trade agreement Wednesday. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
The so-called Phase 1 of the pact will ease some sanctions on China and require the Chinese to increase their purchases of U.S. farm products. The deal will leave in place tariffs on about $360 billion worth of Chinese imports. But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says American consumers should not be affected.
We've managed these tariffs so that mostly all of the consumer goods are not impacted.
The more challenging issues that address sources in China are expected to be discussed in future negotiations. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin promoted Mikhail Mishustin, the head of Russia's tax service, to become the country's new prime minister. As Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports, that captain accepted the resignation of previous Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev.
The announcement came shortly after Putin proposed a vote on constitutional amendments that would shift power from the presidency to parliament. Putin's presidential term ends in 2024. But although he hasn't said what he wants to do next, the changes would allow him to, theoretically, enter an enhanced role as prime minister instead at the end of the term. In a national address on Wednesday, he said that the constitution was adopted over a quarter of a century ago to cope with a political crisis, and that times have drastically changed since then. He's already been prime minister in the past. He's been president or prime minister for 20 years.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani called for national unity Wednesday after an eruption of protests over Iran's downing of a Ukrainian International Airlines plane. Tehran had initially said mechanical problems caused the commercial jetliner to go down, but then admitted days later that Iranian military personnel shot down the plane by mistake, killing all 176 people on board. In an address broadcast live on state television Wednesday, Rouhani said that if there was a delay by the military to disclose information about the disaster, let them apologize. Rouhani also demanded a full explanation of the catastrophe and cited the need for changes in how the Iranian government runs the country. The revelation of Iran's responsibility sparked days of protests as people expressed their anger at the country's leader. Does the naked body belong on Facebook? Well, that answer isn't as simple as you might think. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Nude photos account for the bulk of posts that Facebook takes down, and some are not happy. Artists, activists, sex educators, and abuse survivors say the social network is unfairly censoring their work, suspending them in what they call Facebook jail. Of course, child exploitation and non-consensual images don't belong on social networks, and Facebook employs thousands of people and artificial intelligence to sort through naked posts. The company says it's constantly retooling its policies on nudity to account for nuances around gender identity, political speech, and self-expression, but admits it's challenging. I'm Julie Walker.
A record day on Wall Street with the Dow closing above 29,000 for the first time. The S&P also reached a record high. The NASDAQ closed just short of its record. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.